Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Civilians killed and displaced, homes destroyed, and food insecurity. These are just some of the harms suffered by people in Ukraine since Russia's all-out war was launched more than 2 years ago. The issue of justice through reparations has been the topic of a conference organised by the Dutch government, the European Commission, and Ukraine. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the long-term goal is the creation of an international compensation mechanism that will cover the cost reparations using frozen Russian assets.
Ukrainians require justice now, not in the distant future. They do not want to hear that justice will be served. They want to see it already served, not only on the battlefield, but in the courtrooms and real decisions as well. As a foreign minister, I am perfectly aware that international justice always takes time. But as a Ukrainian, I cannot help but urge you to make every effort possible to serve that justice, in small or big steps, but delivering tangible results every week, every month.
Another goal of the conference was to take stock of progress made on investigating crimes and prosecuting offenders. The International Criminal Court has previously issued arrest warrants for Russian President Vladimir Putin and military officers linked to the war. Mr. Kuleba commended those actions as important steps, but says there's more work to be done.
The effective work of national investigators and prosecutors, ICC arrest warrants, International Center for Prosecution of the Crime of Aggression, the Register of Damage, the work of the core group on the crime of aggression against Ukraine, and overall accountability efforts by the international community. I thank everyone who contributes to them. But more work awaits us ahead. Together, we work to ensure the maximum effectiveness of national actions, more arrest warrants from the ICC, and accountability for the crime of aggression against Ukraine. It is no less important to establish an international compensation mechanism in full, and confiscate frozen Russian assets.
A newly established register based in The Hague has already started to receive claims. The categories that are accepted right now include property damage, but that is expected to expand to include other kinds of material and other damage. Within hours of opening the register, more than 100 claims were filed. Ukrainian officials said they expect more than 8 million individual claims to be filed. Foreign Minister of the Netherlands, Henk Bruinslot, says the claims received so far are the tip of the iceberg.
The war has left tens of thousands dead and injured. It has left millions displaced. And it's resulted in a long and well-documented list of international crimes. Over 100,000 and counting. That number not only underscores the gravity of this aggression, but also the need to support Ukraine. Because if we don't, the country's justice system will eventually collapse under the weight of these atrocities.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says achieving justice is an important part of his 10-point peace plan.
Weapons give physical protection, but it is justice that restores the sense of security to life that was protected with the strength of weapons. And justice also brings back the sense of predictability to all global relations. Every potential aggressor should know what awaits him if he ruins peace. It is justice that can ensure this.
Europe's leading human rights organization, the Council of Europe, established the newly launched register called the Register of Damage for Ukraine, following a recommendation in a UN General Assembly resolution. The Council says it expects to accept further claims soon on damage or destruction of Ukrainian critical infrastructure. Dutch King Willem-Alexander told the conference it's important for the international community to continue fighting for the justice of Ukraine.
Russia's war in Ukraine is an outrage, not only to the victims, but also to the values that we all stand for. It is an assault on everything that we hold dear. By attending this conference, you are sending the people of Ukraine a message of hope. You're expressing that they're not alone, that we, as international community, are on their side, now and in the future.
Russia has said it will do everything possible to stop the West plundering state assets to pay for reparations to Ukraine. Yusuf Saudi, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.